The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Justin Foster still with us. He's your feature act with Drew Lynch. Drew went and did some TV, funnyboneomaha.com to see tickets. This man you haven't met yet, Justin, he's my partner. He's in Phoenix, and he's on the phone right now. Todd, what's up, bud?
Justin.
Hey.
Hello.
You're missing Drew, too. Drew said doing some TV. Both very, very funny dudes, man.
All right. Well, just tell him hey, and tell him I'll see him soon.
Yeah, you will. So,
I was Matt Taibbi today.
He was great. He was great.
I sure could have used Matt last night.
Matt Taibbi last night?
After half a bottle of Tito's, I decided that Dad and I decided we'd get political.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And you're both in a bad mood anyway because of what's happening with your mom. Oh, you got a half bottle of tequila and he's talked politics to his dad. His dad's not exactly liberal.
Well, you know, he said Arizona, I figured.
How bad did it get?
Let me straighten it out. It was vodka.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Tito's vodka down here comes with a little sweater on it. I'm not kidding. I have no reason why it comes with a little sweater, but I'll tweet the picture out.
All right, do that.
Someone to tell me why Tito's has a little sweater.
How did
politics come up?
How did politics come up with your dad?
It was, we were actually, instead of watching vital signs, telemetry, and brainwave monitors 7 hours, we decided we'd go home and watch a little baseball and a little football. And, of course, the national anthem issues.
Oh, no, that's what I can't deal with.
And it just went sideways from there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like I said, you're both kind of edgy anyway with what's going on in your personal life, and and vodka helps, or hurts.
One of the first nights I was here over at Dad's friend.
Yeah. Oh no.
I avoided that one. I went inside and talked to the ladies because I figured they're not going to get political.
I walk out of rooms is what I do. Right. I walk out of rooms. I've done that recently in some events.
But I've come to the conclusion that some of the greatest generation. I might be a little racist and might be a little homophobic.
Oh, you would have loved the conversation I had with Taibbi because besides the book he was pimping, we started talking about the snowflakes that are the people that hate him and hate us. They might be a little homophobic and racist, the greatest generation, huh?
Might be. I can't speak for everybody, but they might be.
Man, you've been in Scottsdale too long.
I have, which is why I'm heading back tomorrow, and I can't wait to hang with some like minds again on Monday.
Anywhere, was your son with you? Because he's on your side.
No, unfortunately, he'd left at that point.
Plus, you want to pile up on your dad there with you and your son. You know, my grandson and my son. Man, so it's just got to be crazy. Okay, so what's the story on your mom? Anything special you can tell us or not?
Without getting specific, because it gets long and boring. Yeah. But we've got a little bit, I guess, what you could consider good news yesterday. And it's the best news we've heard all week. I mean, she's not walking up and getting out of the hospital anytime soon. But it was the best news we heard all week.
All right, good. So you're flying back tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. What time you get in?
Late. You want to pick me up?
No, because I got to be somewhere. No, I don't want to
be somewhere drunk.
Call Uber. Call Uber. I'll be deep into a Penn State-Michigan game half on the bag. It will not be me. But I do want to ask you this. Check our email. Our agent wants to talk today. Did you get that?
I got that.
Are you going to be Are you going to be around your time?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I will be available.
All right, man. I'll see you then. Love you, man.
Okay.
See you Monday.
Love you, Todd.
Love you, brother.
Love you.
All right. Oh, vodka and politics in the morning.
And family.
And family.
In Scottsdale.
Yeah. And Todd is like-minded with us, obviously, and his dad's not, and that kind of got ugly. I bet you it was uglier than he described it. Because it sounds like it, doesn't it, Craig?
Yeah.
You're not Todd.
Could have easily been.
I mean, I think it got uglier than that.
Yeah, he was being polite there.
Yeah. Right. Well, when you're not arguing the same subject, it drives you crazy. I mean, because hating the sitters, the kneelers is fine, but you have to admit they're allowed to do it. That's what drives me crazy.
I'm getting tired of the, you know, you can't do that in any other country, make millions of dollars to play football.
They're not
doing it for
them.
That's not what they're protesting.
I know. You hear that at the bar, right?
Oh, my God, so man. I hear that from friends, too,
I know. I don't get that. They don't get
that's not what they're protesting.
That's not what they're protesting.
They're not protesting their life. They're protesting the life that they had, the neighborhood they came from, the family that still has to deal with it.
And for other minorities that don't have, that can't run and catch a football.
They can't, yes. Oh, that is that.
Or get a ground ball, Drew. Where you at? Ground ball, Drew's not here. All right, there you go.
That one's driving me crazy.
No, so you're arguing two subjects, and it's not worth it.
And kneeling, and what other? I mean, the context
of
kneeling.
That's what America's about.
Let's think about kneeling. What do you kneel before?
If you're a church guy,
things of respect, right? You don't kneel at things you hate.
Yeah, you're throwing that thing back in there. Good point. I don't want to wrap up the show with that.
Well, this should wrap it up nicely. President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence launching a petition drive to pressure NFL players to stand for the national anthem.
Is this game in Denver?
So that's good.
Yeah. We talk about protest,
petition
man.
Drive.
Petitions.
The divider in chief and his homophobic sidekick. All right, move on, Craig.
All right.
Sorry to get fired up.
That's
on
fine.
That,
but
I just heard a lot of it this week from people outside of here.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
White House pool report say a man pulled down his pants and mooned the president's motorcade yesterday in D.C.
Well, that's just good fun. Mooning is fun. Is that legal? Can you moon the president of the United States?
I think so.
I hope so. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I'd moon you guys.
Yeah.
Prove it.
reportedly a full moon, they said. You may be excited to know.
You got to spread the cheeks. You want to do a real good moon. That freaks people out.
Wink at
it. Do the moon and pull them open.
It was legal. It will be illegal next week now that it's happened.
There we go.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You may be interested to know that Billy Joe Armstrong and tattoo artist Kat Von D are teaming up for a new line of eyeliner.
Oh, good.
Interested to see her. That's about it.
Mine's about out.
And he wears it really well, don't get me wrong.
He's a rock star. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day.
Rock stars look good in eyeliner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, they can pull it off. I don't know if they look good. They can pull it off. It's part of the look.
When they get a little older, and if you're real close to them, it looks kind of freaky. But it does makes your eyes pop.
It really
apparently
does.
Apparently, this eyeliner will be marketed to women and to men.
Right.
Both. Oh, I'm sorry. I got another Trump story here.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Skip it till Monday.
I can't really.
Man.
Years ago, while writing a book, this is in Vanity Fair. Years ago, while writing a book about Donald Trump, Tim O'Brien was with Trump on his private jet to Los Angeles, hanging on a wall of the plane, was a painting of a couple of girls, one in an orange hat, the other wearing a floral bonnet in the impressionistic style of Renoir. Mr. O'Brien asked Trump about the painting. Is it an original Renoir? Trump said, oh, yeah. Mr. O'Brien said, no, it's not.
Well, because he knew.
Yeah, Trump said, yes, it is. Mr. O'Brien said, no. I grew up in Chicago. That Renoir is called Two Sisters on the Terrace, and it's hanging on the wall at the Art Institute of Chicago.
And there's only one original.
I grew up there. Yes, there is one original.
Yeah, obviously, that's why
he
it's called
says, that's
original.
Not an original.
That's a stupid question.
So, Trump didn't agree. And so they moved on with the interview. The next day, they got back on the plane. Trump again pointed to the painting as if the conversation had not happened the day before and said that, you know, that's an original Renoir.
And it's not.
O'Brien just let it go that time.
Well,
and then, now that was, you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
Well, men change, by the way.
And, well, then you remember that Mr. Trump was elected president of the United States.
I kind of remember
a few days
that.
Afterward, he sat down with 60 Minutes for one of his first interviews as president-elect. And sure enough, in the background, hanging on the wall, was that very same fake Renoir.
Oh, man.
He just doesn't believe that he's got a fake.
Well, this is par for the course because whatever he believes is what's true.
I guess he wouldn't. He wouldn't believe it if it weren't true.
And that drives me crazy. You know what drives me crazy most about that? Take away his being president. If he's just a guy you know, don't you hate that guy?
Yes.
Because all of us have been proven wrong about stuff, and we go, "If I was wrong about that,
my bad."
Right?
How about it, Justin?
I'm so jealous of him. What a great life! No, that's the only one, and it's mine. Yeah, my plane.
We've all been proven wrong. I remember one of my favorite arguments. We talk sports here. We mess up earlier. I thought Charlie Biatch went to Michigan State. I was proven wrong within minutes, and I went screwed that up.
Right.
And that's
much more important than a Renoir.
And also another important one is that I know Craig probably has his argument, songs that albums were on.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
And I hate when I get those wrong because I had a buddy of mine. We were just going back and forth before Google back in the 80s about Joe Jackson's couple albums early in the 80s. And I thought I was right. Man, I was going to bet money. Neither of us had any money. And I was wrong.
I wouldn't
before
get like
Google.
That.
And it was like it lasted a week. And finally, he went and found the album. He called me, and I said, you suck. And I was wrong.
And you said,
and then you move on with your life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get like that one day when someone's like, you're wrong. And you go, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
That's it. Nope, that's it.
I'm not wrong.
Well, besides being stupid rich, the only way you get that freedom is to be really old.
Mm-hmm.
Really old.
People won't call you on it if you're 90 and you go, I'm not. Nah.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. You know, with Dad talking, Todd talking politics as an old man, you want to say you're wrong, but it's not worth it.
Yeah,
worth
whatever.
Let's drink some more vodka.
Yeah. Grab that sweater.
Right. Sweater vodka. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Sweater vodka.
By the way, that picture's up on Twitter now. He tweeted the picture of the sweater vodka.
Oh, he did? Cool. Yeah. All right. The sweater vodka.
Never heard of such a thing.
No.
No, it's got a little sweater sleeve.
Plus, you know,
and everything.
You would think if they put sweater on vodka, it'd be somewhere up north. Why would they sell it in Phoenix?
The snowbirds.
Oh.
They're all getting down there around now.
Oh, that's right.
Gluten-free vodka. Tito's from Austin,
right.
Texas.
That's right.
The thing that surprised
me. I'm drunk in Minnesota.
The thing that surprised me was that he'd only bought a 750.
Yeah. Like, he's been here all week.
Who buys such a small bottle of vodka?
Man.
Maybe he bought a case.
That was his third.
Yeah.
I mean, it had to have been. Yeah.
That might have been his Thursday bottle. Right. What are you talking about? He's been down there since Saturday.
Yeah, well, you don't want to plan too far ahead. You just buy one a day.
You spend all day in a hospital no matter what you're there for. And a lot of times it's for bad things. Yep. You are drinking when you get home. You know. Especially when you can sleep in and miss the show.
What time he is getting up right now?
Oh, pfft.
No, I think he was. You could tell he was kind of like talking low. Like
is Phoenix still on the West Coast time? So it's 7:44 there.
He might have been already at the hospital.
Yeah, he might.
You know,
been.
Standing out in the hallway.
He might have been. Yeah.
Lawyers for actor Sean Penn are warning Netflix that a new documentary about El Chapo puts Sean Penn in danger.
I remember this story, yeah.
The Netflix documentary called The Day I Met El Chapo focuses on the meeting back in 2015 between Sean Penn, El Chapo, and that Mexican actress, Kate Del Castillo.
Three things I masturbate with.
Yeah.
Penn is reportedly upset.
Well, she's hot, but the other two are weird.
The other two creep me out a little bit, but it's worth it.
He likes what he likes.
Justin has no idea why you said that.
That's the beauty of it.
Who's this weird dude, man?
But I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been here for an hour. He's here long enough to roll.
So they apparently Penn is upset with this because it implies that he helped the Department of Justice capture El Chapo. In a letter seen by the New York Times, Penn's letter told Netflix that blood will be on their hands if the film causes bodily harm to the actor.
Yeah, the actor, he just wanted to be a journalist for a couple of weeks, you know, and he went down there and met the guy, you know. And you know, no matter what you feel about Sean Penn, the dude's got balls.
For sure.
He
does stuff, you know.
I mean,
he does stuff. He goes to Haiti for like months. Yeah. And then people leave, he stays there, you know. If I'm Sean Penn's money, I'm on a beach with a chick.
Yeah, if I'm on an island, yeah.
It ain't Haiti. It ain't Haiti. So you got to give these guys credit.
I read that story he did for Rolling Stone about that meeting with El Chapo. The hoops he had to jump through.
To get there. Right.
And to get that meeting, it was like a year-long process.
Yeah, it ain't like he could go narc on the guy. And by the way, El Chapo's in jail right now, so.
But his henchmen are.
Oh, I know it's not. The people that don't like
him. He's got a guy.
I understand that. It's like a fatwa.
He does have a guy.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got a guy.
Might have more than one.
Tyler, are you familiar with Lititz, Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah, really hardcore. Yeah, I know exactly where Lititz is. It's in Lancaster County. A lot of Amish in that area.
Ah.
Shaky.
22-year-old Abigail Geiger had to be booked on a misdemeanor assault charge in connection with an attack on her husband, David.
Lititz is what you want to call an S-hole.
Well, you the Geigers may there. Agree.
Small they, little Pennsylvania Dutch town. Yeah.
The Geigers have been married since February. They are parents to a four-month-old daughter. Responding to a report of a domestic disturbance involving screaming and banging.
In the morning.
Police arrived at the Geiger residence and encountered Abigail, who said she had argued in the shower with her husband, who was on his way to the hospital.
Are they both in the shower?
Yes, they were.
Really?
Yeah, but David received puncture marks and scratch marks to his genitals as a result of Abigail grabbing his genitals in an effort to stop him from leaving said shower.
Oh, so she wanted some and he wanted out.
He needed out of there for whatever reason. She could have been, well, drunk at the time.
Probably.
Yeah. She was busted since cops determined that she was the aggressor.
Or ugly. It is Lititz. All right.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke in Pennsylvania. It's not funny here.
I'm just impressed they've been married since February and they're still showering together.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to.
Yeah. He doesn't want to.
Not because he wants to.
Maybe he couldn't fit in there.
He had to go to the hospital for hospital-based care for his injuries.
Is it fingernails or is it teeth marks on his genitals?
Puncture marks and scratch marks.
Probably fingernails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this all started because he wasn't getting enough hot water. Yeah, it had.
That's how it always starts. Yeah.
I'm going to leave. No, you're not.
No, she wanted some. And you know she was drunk.
Bring that thing back in here.
Puncture wounds ain't the way to go.
And maybe meth. It is Lititz. Once again, that joke kills in Pennsylvania. Just think of the small, crappy town in your neighborhood, your area, replace that.
My neighborhood?
Your neighborhood. Yeah, hey, man. Drew Lynch back with us. Justin Foster with us. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. How was TV? I know you're nervous on TV, right?
Oh, man. I look so much better on radio.
That's why we stay here.
Yeah.
You want to know how freaky it was on TV?
How?
When he sat down, he remembered that he met Kelly in L.A. at a Halloween party 5 years ago.
Wow.
What was she doing in L.A.? She's new to this town, obviously.
Yeah, she was out there trying to be an actor for a
while. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah,
and you met her at a party?
I met her at a party. It was I went with my buddy. We went as like Blues Brothers.
Right.
And I didn't know. Like I recognized her right when I said, "Okay." And I was like, "Man, I know that girl."
You met her one
she
party.
Was Jasmine.
One time, one party. She went as Jasmine from.
How do you remember? Grant, she's a very pretty lady. Yeah, I know she is. Obviously, she works with her, but. How do you know just a pretty girl from L.A.? There's a zillion pretty girls out there.
Well, she was more interested in my friend. so this is more of a confrontation than
Drew Lynch, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Tonight, two shows tomorrow night, and one on Sunday. Go check him out.
No, he's not here Sunday.
Oh,
Sunday we've got a Clash of Comics.
That's right.
He's got a real life, he and Justin.
Right. Okay.
And but they are two forces to be seen live.
Tonight,
these guys.
Two tomorrow night, and your Twitter handle
at Justin Comic.
At Justin Comic, and the Drew Lynch.
At Kevin Hart, yeah.
It's a pleasure. Both of you guys are really funny. Very, very cool, man. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Matt Taibbi phoned the program, too. The book is called I Threw It Away, Puss. Oh, here it is.
I Can't Breathe, A Killing on Bay Street.
I like Matt Taibbi.
He did coming not throw week. The book away.
That'd be a good title. I Threw It Away, Puss.
I Threw It Away, Puss. John Paul Morgan. Start relaxing for that.
Yeah, rest up.
Later this week, Todd Brandt will join us next week.
Special guest.
Yeah, Todd Brandt will join the show. He'll be our guest on Monday. Who else next week?
That's what we got right now.
Have a great weekend. Hope your team loses. Sorry, Cub fans, they already did. All right. See you on Monday.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.